after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest my chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I'm your boy, Seti J, and I got my co-hostess with the mostest in the building. I got my girl, Tara Lamone, and my girl, the Diva, in the building. What's up? What's
yes,
up?
Yes.
What to do?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hello. Oh, man, I'm kind of crunk, man, you know. Last night, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory came on. Y'all know, people know how I get in that slump. When I watched that movie, it made me feel like I'm like on a whole nother level. Like, and people didn't think, oh man, this is a child, you know, that's a child movie, man. Why are you watching a movie, like kids movie? Man, that movie is classy. You can say it's a kid movie or talk crazy you want to, but that's, you know, when you watch that movie, he actually say a lot of life lessons in there. Like, people don't peek. Having peeked at, you learn a lot of life lessons in that movie.
I like that movie. I honestly like it. It's just at the end, it gets too long for me. After the little Oompa Loompas do their thing, it gets a little too
yes.
long for me. So I have to,
I don't like
you
them,
know,
you know what? I used to, you know, especially when they made that song. The Backwoods made that song. They were one hit a quarter group. At the A, you know, they put that song out about, I want to say it was like 2007, 2008, and they had that song, they sampled it. It was like, I don't like that look of it. That was the chorus. I used to go around and say that about every time. I would roast people with that song. I would just walk around like if somebody had something ratchet going on about them. I'm like, I don't like that look of it. I would piss them off
daddy.
Of this. I pissed some people off that song. Man, Matthew, that'd be drunk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
I like that movie. I did see you went on your little Chocolate Factory rant, but it does make sense. That's one thing I can say. Everything that you wrote made perfect sense coming from that movie. It's just too long.
Yeah, it's like from the jump, when the movie is from the beginning, I mean, just the opening song, that set the tone for the rest of the movie and make you want to listen to the rest of the movie. Because,
yeah,
you know, that's
a pretty good movie.
The Candyman, that's what you're talking about, the Candyman. The Candyman makes everything he makes sound fine and delicious.
You are really feeling
talk
the chocolate
about
factory.
About the childhood wishes. You can't even eat the dishes.
You're really feeling
oh,
the chocolate
man.
Factory.
I got a candy bar. I got a candy bar and vending machine. I was thinking that people looking at me crazy, but But I know it was one phrase I wanted to quote. There was a couple of them. It was on one he said for the movie that, oh man, this one wasn't the biggest one that had to share, but this one here was doing the song he put in the Chocolate Factory, Pure Imagination, my other favorite song. And he has, and during the song he says, you want to change the world, there's nothing to it. Now, some people think that's a cute little thing to say, you know, but I just think, for me, I think, heck, you want to change something, you got to, you know, it's on you. It's all the power's all on you. You got to figure out how you're going to change it, so.
Right.
And then the other one, this one, I mean, he ended the movie this way. I don't know what I'm saying. It's a great movie. He says, don't forgive what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he wanted. And this is when they're in the glass elevator, and he's talking to Charlie about all this stuff. You know, they don't have to live poor anymore because they basically have all that money, stuff in the Chocolate Factory. The thing about it is, he didn't go into it because he wanted to be rich. You know, Charlie didn't go into this trying to be rich. He was trying to go because he actually liked Willy Wonka's chocolate. That's what it was all about. It wasn't about being greedy. And that little thing there, I mean, that he falls off that phrase. He says, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he wanted. He lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love, you watched it. I mean, the movie is great because it just goes to show, stop doing stuff just for the money, man. Some people, you know, if just because somebody throws dollars at them, they go, oh my God, I gotta go. No, I know. If I don't love doing it, I'm not gonna freaking do it. I better freaking love the hell out of it.
That's like any job that you go on. If you don't like doing it, you're gonna be a miserable tick, and it is what it is. You're gonna be miserable. That's why I like doing modeling, because it's something that I love. I am not about to be no rapper and be miserable. No, it's not going to work. You get what you love.
Exactly. So, y'all seem to be, what I say is, I mean, y'all seem to be doing something y'all love. I mean, I can tell by just, you know, people, and it's how you present it, because people can tell by what y'all say about the stuff every day that y'all do. I mean, of course, y'all tell me money while y'all doing it? Of course. Who the hell's that? But y'all doing it, and y'all loving what y'all doing. I love that so much about y'all. Aww.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we try. I see my girl doing big things. Did you see that, her interview? It was nice. You know, I check her out all the time. She's making big moves.
Thank you.
I saw a little party flyer. I saw her trying to take over the world. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
top
God.
Of the world, Terry, top of the world. All right, now, okay, I'm about to go to the phone lines real quick because I think we got one of our guests on right now, and that one's going to call in the moment. Actually. So, let's go. I think this one is Nevaeh Joy, if I'm not mistaken. Let's just go check. All right, is this Nevaeh?
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Gotta bring you in right. That's a bring you in right. Hold on, we gotta do it one more time. Gotta do it.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Jersey. Yep. What's up? Jersey is in the house.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hey, you know, I be crying. Every time I talk to somebody that's from, you know, I talk to somebody that's from Jersey, I be wanting to jump off a freaking couch or something, man. So, you know, it's getting crazy.
God.
I talk to my Jersey
people,
man.
So you're popping Molly's now? So you're on Molly's now?
Oh, you know, I'm not chasing Molly. You know, we're not talking about Molly right now. We're talking about Trenton makes the world tapes. That's what we're talking about. Am I right, Nevaeh? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. It takes the world, all right.
Yeah, we gonna, you know, I'm gonna start trouble on that. He's gonna get me for that, but hey, you know what it is. It is what it is. The bridge don't lie. The bridge does not lie. And you see that? I love it because that bridge, you see it on your way all the way into Philly. So, you know, first of all, I wanted to say it's definitely a pleasure having you. You know, I've actually been seeing you do your work for a while. Because I've been seeing, you know, back when you were, you know, when I started first seeing your bio and stuff, and before we started linking with each other and whatnot. And I saw you, you know, you were promoting a lot of stuff for a while, too. So that's, I actually knew about you first because of the promoting stuff. So, you know, you've been doing your, you've been on your grind for quite a while.
Thanks. It's rare. A lot of people say that they catch me like that by promoting different things and stuff like that. I used to be into the clubs. So most time it was always me promoting the party that I was going to. Or promoting different things that was going on with my high school or different things that was going on within, like, my dance group, so.
I mean, I watch this, I mean, you were one of the main people I pretty much, you know, because of, through Facebook, that's basic. That's one of the very few good things about Facebook. But anyways, you know, because of, you know, watching your stuff, you know, it's always been crook because I got a taste of Trenton from, you know, just Jersey and surrounding areas, period, when I came with your page. Like you said, you promoting stuff left and right. So that's what I loved about you because you kept me close to my home. I love that. That's one of my favorite things that come to your page. I was like, oh, man, what's going down in Jersey now? So that's what I would come to your page about all the time.
Oh, thanks.
Now, kind of, you know, kind of tell us, like, you know, because, you know, of course, like I said, we already talked about you promoting and stuff. Kind of tell us what actually got you into modeling.
Well, actually, I got into modeling. I started at the age of 3, and my mom had me model in an African fashion show. And then from there, I stopped modeling for a little bit, and I went to dance school. So I stayed in dance school for a while. I probably went back to modeling when I was, like, 7. Because a guy was like, oh, you got the perfect face. You got the look. And he was like, even though you're short, he was like, you still do runway. And I was like, what? And I was like, okay, whatever. My mom put me in it. It was fun. I learned a lot from it. And then years later, I decided that was something that I liked to do. So more so me from runway, I felt better doing photography modeling because I'm short. So I felt I'd rather show my face than show me walking down the runway because most likely I'm not going to get anything that much as a runway model. So I chose to be into, like, pictures and stuff like that.
I have a question. So how tall are you?
I'm 4'7".
Oh, wow.
Oh.
She's like a midget to me. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm going to go stand by her side. Like, uh-oh, I'm finally talking to somebody.
Oh, my God.
All right, now, I'm going to do this. Before we go into some more, I'm about to bring in our other guest of the day. And, you know, he ain't from Jersey. Wait, he's from an all right state. Now, I'm like, that's my boy, Young Drama. All the way from the NY. What's up, bro? What's up?
What up? What's going on? Oh, I like the clap. That's what's up.
the audience come prepared, man. The audience, you know, they got to give y'all warm welcomes.
What's good? How y'all doing today?
We're doing all right.
I'm good.
Y'all good? Y'all good? All right. Shout out to the model. I just see the pics. You know what I mean? You're going somewhere with them.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Don't let the hype fool you, you know. It's 2013 coming, so you know something. You can do anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. So what's good?
You know, so, you know, we're going to go ahead and let you get your little intro and let everybody know who you are, and I get a forefront of how I know about this man. It's actually my first time even, well, if you count this week, it was actually my first time actually getting a chance to really talk to the drummer, because I actually met you through T. Shy Baby. And,
oh, yeah, that's one of my promoters right there.
Man, and she goes, I mean, y'all, when I say Shy Baby is like, every time you turn your head, she's going hard for this dude when it comes to promoting. I mean, when it comes to promoting pictures from his shows, promoting album covers, single covers, promoting his music, promoting his videos or performances or videos or just anything. I mean, she's going hard for you every chance, man. And, you know, that's one thing. You're a great proof that you can, if you don't have a great team with you, too, then it's not as powerful as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. No, definitely she's putting in the work, and I'm very grateful for her. Basically just trying to build up, you know, little by little, we're getting the fan base. So, she definitely plays a big part in that. So, definitely shout out to Shy Baby.
Now, tell them, I got two questions right off the bat. First off, what actually got you actually want to start doing music? And the name Young Drama, man, tell us about both of those names.
All right. Basically, what got me started doing music is when I was younger, used to beat on the table and shit in school. And basically used to just say rhymes. And I used to battle a lot. So, I don't know, I think I started when I was like 11 or 12. I don't know, I just kept practicing, mocking songs and stuff. Next thing you know, I was coming up with my own words. So that's basically how it all started.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Drama, man, I'm going to keep it 100. My mama gave me that, man. I mean, basically, it wasn't more of drama in the streets and stuff. I mean, I did my thing, but it's basically with girls and shit. I was always, like, in some shit with some girls. My mom was like, yo, you always in some drama. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to just call you drama. So she started calling me drama, and it just stuck with me from there.
Oh, man.
So shout out to my mom for pushing me 18 hours. You know what I mean? She gave birth to drama.
Oh, wow.
Drama. Now we know. You know, I just thought you were just throwing people across bridges or something.
I'm going to keep it real. If I was, I wouldn't be saying it over the radio. So. Definitely not doing that. I plead the fifth.
So he was throwing people off. He was throwing people off of Queens Bridge. I'm like, oh no!
What's the name of my money? Oh no! You going into the river?
But you know, y'all actually another great installment of the When Two Worlds Meet. And Monday was the first edition of it, and man. It was a Texas game. Got to send some love to him. And shout out to Miss Cammy G. I like doing this because, to me, I'm gonna continue saying it. The balling game and the music game play hand in hand with each other.
I think so.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah, I do.
And as far as y'all different. I'm gonna flip it up a little bit versus how we did on Monday. I'm gonna flip it up some. I'm gonna ask Nevaeh as far as your views on the music industry, and then I'm gonna ask you, Drama, your views on the modeling industry. So we're gonna flip it up on y'all. So we're gonna start on Nevaeh first. Like, what as far as like your observation of the music industry, what have you noticed that, you know, that can improve, and what is like the best thing that's going on right now that you think should stay?
Female wise is getting better for R&B singers. I would like to see kind of more like male dancers and videos more than females. because if you look at a female, all you want to look at is females with no clothes on. And me personally, I'm tired of looking at females with just barely any clothes on. Like, you could still be sassy, fly, and have clothes on and be in a video and not take your clothes off. That's my thing. And I would like to see more classy chicks with just letting her body, you know, you could see her shape through her outfit and let a boy imagine what it looked like with the clothes off. That's what I would rather see. The rap world, I would like everybody to stop rapping about pills and everything else in the book and about what
Molly.
They drink. Yes. Like, what? It was funny because
Molly,
I never knew
man.
What that
Who
stuff
Molly?
Was.
We trying to figure that out. We've been trying to figure out what Molly is, man.
I didn't know what Molly was until, like, one day I just kept hearing it. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I asked my boyfriend. He was like, you be sipping on Molly's? I'm like, no, I heard it from a song. What the hell is a Molly?
I know she was a chick down the street or something. I was like, no, Molly, everybody mama talking about Molly. Who the hell is Molly?
I don't know who she is.
Like,
I don't even know. Everybody talking about that shit.
Like, that's
like,
the popular
girl. I'm like, damn, is every chick I know in that year? I'm like, damn, everybody talking about Molly. I love me some Molly. What?
We got everybody sweating.
Okay, we're going to take it. We're going to take that drama because, you know, just that name alone, I mean, and especially if you get an explanation, I know you're going to have something to say about it. So, you know, go ahead. She had checked both industries. I like how she kind of threw that in there. Go ahead and ask about as far as your views of the music industry and your views of the modeling industry.
Or
what's better?
I mean, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I love the old school shit. Like, I still bump the old school, but I can't down, you know, music evolving because, as you can see, music evolves as the world evolves. So you can't argue with change. I mean, yeah, people, the Molly shit, I don't know, you know what I mean? I don't fuck with that shit straight up and down. I mean, I'm a piehead to the fullest. But as far as, you know, my music, like, I talk about basically what I live and what I do. So if I, like, talk about weed, I mean, I talk about a day when I smoke weed, or I talk about what I'm doing. But I make, you know, songs about everything. But right now, I don't know what's going on now. I'm seeing dresses on stage and shit. Like, I don't promote. As far as the music industry is with that shit, like, I'm not wearing a dress for nobody. But, like, I mean, there's some good rappers out. Like, Meek Mill's, he's good when, you know, you got some good rappers out. Even Drake. I like Drake. I'm going to keep it 100. I like Drake until he started getting hard. Then I was like, I don't know. Because I was watching Degrassi the other day, so I can't believe it. But I'm going to keep it real. Like, the music industry is going to evolve. So what we can do is just, you know, listen and just give respect. Because, you know, you got to catch Kendrick Lamar. Like, he's nice. And
yes.
He actually spit lyricism. He's a lyricist, and he got good lyrics. But he's still with the mainstream genre. So, therefore,
right.
You know, you just got to give props to where it's deserved. But as far as me, I'm just go with the flow and, I mean, make my music and, you know, try to get out there. And, you know, everybody has an opinion. So, you know
yep.
how it is.
Okay.
All right, we got to talk about models now?
Yeah, models.
I mean, you know, I'm going to keep it real. Homegirl, right, about the, you know, with these girls in the videos modeling and shit, like, they could put on some clothes, but at the end of the day, you know, that's what it is, I guess. Because half of the time, they half naked. I'm going to keep it real. I never, like, seen them. I haven't seen a model picture. Unless I'm looking through the JCPenney catalog or something. Like, every girl I see is basically half naked. So, as far as that, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe one day they'll be rocking Little House on the Prairie dresses, but I guess for now that's just
ew,
what it
nah.
is.
Oh,
God, no. I don't want to see that crazy.
Nobody want to see that, right? You see how it's lit. Like, nah, I don't know. But I bet you know she had a bikini on. You'd be like, all right, where's her Instagram and shit? And shout out to Instagram.
Now
they have all our pictures. Like, I don't know what's going on.
She wearing a goddamn body.
Nah, but do
okay,
you know
can I say something about that?
You can say something. Say something.
Okay.
I'll wait for you,
with
too.
The modeling, this is 2012. It's about to be 2013. The modeling game has switched up dramatically. It's not
mm-hmm.
all about ripping the runway in a David Bridal dress. That's not it. If you look at Victoria's Secret models, it's bikinis, and most of the time that's what you're going to see models in. As a model myself, we do fashion. We do wear clothes. But, you know, it's not about, what can I say, just because we wear, like, two pieces and boy shorts, it doesn't change the fact that we're still it doesn't change the fact
model.
That we're a model.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't change it. Just because we don't walk around with long dresses on, the game has switched up dramatically. Tyra Banks don't even do that no more. So, you know, it's different now.
You know what? I got to interject. I got to interject on it too, because to me, it's like I said. I already say there's room for all kinds. There has to be a balance, but there has to be a little bit of everything in modeling industry. But it's just the thing is, I think it's the fact. It's not necessarily what people are wearing. It's the things they're doing behind the scenes that's tainting.
Yes.
You know, it's because it's like, oh, if it's a chick that's half naked, half of them sleep with people to get to the top.
Right.
You know, that's what
mm-hmm.
I think that's what's happening. It's messed up the image of, okay, oh, yeah, okay, oh, this is a beautiful woman showing up her body, but we always got to relay it, but why, you know, like, y'all said it, Tara said it a million times, Keith said it a couple of times, it's a fact that why is it all of them, most of the ones that get paid to do it are always the ones who are strippers or whatnot. Why can't just be a chick that doesn't want to be a model?
Right.
Yeah,
so it's different. It is very different now. So it's not all about the long dresses. Because when I became a model, I did not know I would have to take nude shots. I didn't know that. I was scared. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's all about the art. It's not about my breasts or my butt. It's not about that. It's really about the art and what you get out of the image. So
I think it's how you carry yourself. That's all it
yeah.
is. How you carry yourself
exactly.
behind the scenes.
That's true.
But you know, I respect all models, and you know, I understand the struggle because you know we all hustle. But you know,
right.
basically, a lot. It's a shame that majority are like that. That give a bad name to the upcomers because you know maybe you just try and go through school, get your modeling done. You know, maybe. And you want to do something decent with your modeling instead of, you know, being in somebody's video and shit like that. But, you know, basically that's what it is, just the majority's fucking it up. But, you know,
yeah.
I do respect what y'all do, and I don't down nobody because, shit, they don't tell them what I do.
Yeah, most definitely. But y'all do got to know, though, this Tara Lamont up in this thing. Tara Lamont got to speak real quick. There is models, so we all ain't getting naked. I'm telling you, because if you look at my little profile, you're going to see me in some dresses and a little bit of everything. Might see some ass. I mean, I don't know. You're going to see some different
but see,
stuff.
You're classy with it. You're not, okay, you're not half naked. Then you're on YouTube butt naked dancing. See, it's a difference because you get the ones that say, oh, I'm a model, but they on YouTube twerking for likes and subscribers. Like, it's a difference. It's a big difference.
That's right. It's the art of it, though. Like, a lot of females, I can say, though, they are doing it for the wrong reasons because they more like, okay, all right, let me show off my boobs. Let me show off these, you know what I'm saying, butt implants and stuff. Okay, they get into King and Black Man magazine. Now, most of these ladies that do this, if they're not smart and they don't have no web page up, if you don't have that, all you're doing is saying, all you're going to be able to do is say, oh, I got a cover of Black Man magazine or King magazine. That's only going to take you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're actually, like, modeling, you know what I'm saying, for the art of it, dipping in, letting their fan base become your fan base, doing a little, you know what I'm saying, you got to get down in it. But it's all about the art. A lot of females just be like, yo, look at my ass. No, it ain't about that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But we still got them out here in the fashion, though, y'all. We still got them.
Yeah, they out there. They out there in Paris somewhere, but they out there.
We're going to go to a music break because it's getting hot and heated.
I don't know about you.
Oh, no, it's. Well, it's hot. I mean, I just got from looking at some of the pictures, so I'm hot. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and go to the quick music break. Actually, this is one of the songs that I like. It's like, I think this is my, I've heard a lot of drama songs, but man, for some reason, this was my favorite. I swear I listen to this song about 10 times a week. I kid you not. Yeah, this is Shine.
I appreciate that.
I don't know. I'm from people that got crazy. Be like, I mean, come on, especially people that like hang around me, and they be like, "Yeah, you listen to that song again?" Like, man, hey, sometimes I just put this stuff on repeat. Like, I gotta hear it again, man. I be over here working, man. I gotta have something that I wanna hear going in my head. So that's what I tell people. I don't just play people's music. I actually become a fan of this stuff. So I don't just play it just to play it, y'all. Just to let y'all know that. So this is one of my favorite songs. But you're about to play it right now. It's produced by Lexi Banks. This is Shine. That we'll be right back on Life and Death Live with my crazy co-host Taryn Lamont, Keisha Diva, and my great guest Neve Joy in Drama.
I'm keep real. This song got a lot of foul language.
Don't worry. We don't judge if you have foul language here because I have a very foul mouth myself.
Nah, definitely.
Show me the money.
Yo, call me Top Gun, cause I fought for that position. Getting money's motivation, so I treat it like a mission. All these holies love me, they see me as a ticket. Got that tropical haze, like I'm sipping on a mystic. Blows crazy, man, loco, damn, I'm so ballistic. Not patient with these hoes, but I'm still getting business. Ay, switch it up, not fucking with none of these dummies. I'm smoking on that loud, so you smell me when I'm coming. Ay, wake up every day, like fuck. Too many people starving, that's why she always swallow. Hey, guess it's that city life. No need to bark, I'd rather fight, but I ain't talking rhymes, so get it right. I said the wordplay mean, that's why I'm always moody. And all that fucking acting, you can save it for the movie. And I'ma take my time with this rap shit. And I'ma shine. I'ma shine. And watch me. Baby, young drummer.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
shout out to our sponsor, Zebra Bar. Shout out to them. Go to the
that makes me want to get one right now.
Oh, go to your dinner store. Go to your dinner store. Go get a Zebra Bar. If you're trying to find it, you know, you might not be able to find it in the regular store. Just ladies, you want to see. If you want a Zebra Bar, hit me up on my Twitter, and I can tell you how you can get a Zebra Bar. But anyway.
Betty is so goofy. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That commercial is cracking me up. I'm like, they got to be. I mean, who the hell made this shit, man? It's like, I just don't understand it. Like, who made that commercial? Because y'all are wild. But, back in the building, I gave my girl Terrell Lamar. Yeah, we can try to give that Zebra Bar.
I want that shit shipped. I'm gonna inbox you my address. I need a ship ASAP. I got a ship. I hope they taste like zebra cakes.
Oh,
I love the zebra cakes.
Oh, man. All right, I get a shout out to we got the back of the building with my co-host with the mostest, my girl Terrell Lamar and Keith the Diva in Young Drama in the Bay Joy, man. Y'all too, man. It's just phenomenal. I love y'all work that y'all got. You know, I'm trying to, my favorite, I didn't even say who my favorite photo by the Bay is. My favorite photo is the pink dress on, the most of the background's like pink, and he has the pink umbrella.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, I don't know why, I like a lot of your work, but every time I do that picture, it just like stands out to me. I just like the color scheme of it, just the whole part, the use of the props, the way he shot it, everything about that picture is just like, wow. It's like it just stays in my mind. So, you know, I got Biggie up for that project because definitely was hot.
Thanks. That was my actually first photo shoot.
What?
Oh, wow.
That was your first one?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's my first photo shoot.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's your first. Man, that was crazy. I didn't even know that. See, you learn something every day. I learn to do every day. Oh, I got to send a shout out. I got to see a couple people in the chat room. I will give y'all some shout outs. I'm Astro Mind 2012. I'm going to see a bunch of guests in the chat room. What's up with y'all? And I see DJ Keisha in the building. I got to shout out to her because this woman, she not just running around just being a female DJ holding it down. She grinds her behind off and. I mean, she's one of the hardest work. She's one of the hardest working women in the industry. Period. And I think sometimes she doesn't get. She doesn't get as much respect as she deserves. So, you know, if anybody else shows give you the respect you deserve, please know that your boy Sadie J got the utmost respect for you because what you're doing. Every time I turn my back, I watch the work you do for all the artists that you come in contact with. You doing it up. So. I'm going to ask everybody a tough question on here because we ain't tough. Ain't nothing tough about this question, in my opinion. But y'all, 21st is on Friday. This nonsense about the world ending on Friday. Mm. What y'all think about this, man?
I just want to know if it ends in Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
I thought it was the 23rd. The shit.
It's supposed to be the 21st, and that's on this Friday. So I'm just trying to figure this out.
Man.
Like, if this is the world ending on the 21st, I don't know about that. Now, on Friday? The world is on a Friday. So like,
it can end on Sunday. We need Friday and Saturday, man. that time. Honestly, I remember when it was 2000 and they said that the world was going to end, and I was in church with my mom's and shit, because she dragged me into church, and she's like, the world's ending, you got something to say? I'm like, Mom, I don't think the world ended. It's 12:01. For sure, and we still alive, so I'm just like, they predicted this shit 17 times or 20 times, like, I don't know. If this guy's
they
world,
say this
I mean,
every time the new year rolls around.
Right?
Yeah.
Every new year the world is ending. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, if it end, it end.
Exactly.
Fuck around, that shit really do end. And we're going to be like, yo, God, chill. Okay, I don't know. That's when everybody's going to panic when the world ends. That's when everybody's going to be
I got even a funnier question for y'all. What would be, I'm waiting for y'all to give an answer to this. What would be the most awkward moment for you to be having at the time the world was going to end? What would be the most awkward position?
Oh,
for
my
you to
gosh.
Being on the toilet, I must say.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's
in
go
the
to
shower.
I think Terry's going to have something crazy to say for some reason. Let's go take this Terry first. Yeah, Terry, what would be the most awkward thing that happened to you in the world ends right that moment?
I'd have to be like getting it in or something. God,
I'm going to be mad at you.
That would be the perfect time for me. Like,
yes, that's exactly what I was going
to
say. That would be the best way to delete.
You have your moments where it'd be awkward, like, I ain't get mine yet. In the world, go in. Hold on, give me a minute.
The most awkward moment for me would be taking a crap, man. When you're taking a crap,
yes.
And all of a sudden, you know, you're on a toilet chilling.
You start feeling the world shake, like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, I have to go with that, man.
Like, hold up, I'm on the toilet, then your butt start getting sucked into the thing.
Oh, man.
I gotta get
what
up.
Man?
You gotta die mad smelling. Nah, I think the worst way to die is to die having sex with somebody you ain't want to. You know, you took one for the team, and then you die for it. Like, oh man, why I'm on top of her?
I just can't do that. I can't be with nobody that I just don't want to be with. I just can't do that.
Yeah, I don't understand
that. I can't do that.
Yeah, I can.
But you know, people do that. Like, seriously, they be with
people
for the wrong reasons.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, well, he had on the new retros. So, I mean, really? That's crazy.
No. Okay, another one I think would be funny would be, I don't know, for some reason, it just be funny to, like, the world just stop and end it right at that point. I can just imagine you're, like, in a strip club and this girl. It's like on the pole, and she's about to like give you like the most ultimate last dance. She all the way to the top of the pole, and then she slide down and come get you. She like halfway down, and then just the whole world is in right then and there. Man, you just threw about $100 on the stage. Like, oh yeah, this is gonna go down.
That is real. Even if the world ain't end, you might. You know what I mean? Shit probably wouldn't happen anyway. So let that shit drop. I don't need
that. Oh, man.
You never know.
I'm about
that's
to say that the
thing.
Woman an ugly person, having sex with an ugly person. Oh, God. Lord, please don't ever. Please, man. Let me get away with the ugly person, man. Don't let me die. I'm doing so with an ugly person. Please. There's got to be something better to do than make me die.
Find you the best looking candidate. I don't even know what I'm doing. When is it? The 21st or the 23rd? So I could be prepared.
The 21st.
I'm going to get a helmet.
Need to be prepared.
Get me like a helmet or something.
Write me a check. If you think the world don't end on Friday, do me one favor. Write me a check. Let me know. Everybody can check and let me know, man. Because, I mean, if you think the world's going to end on Friday and, you know, the 22nd, you ain't going to be able to spend your money. So, I mean, you trying to tell me how I don't think it's going to end.
So go
I'm about
ahead
to go bounce me some
check
checks
me.
Today then, because the 21st tomorrow, so I'm about to go bounce me a few checks, you know. It don't matter, the world's going.
Right, exactly. I tell people, I want your car, I want your goddamn money, you go ahead and get it all of me, because, you know, since you're going to be gone, and I'm not, because I don't need to work on him on Friday. Let me go spend it for you, because I don't need to work on him. I'm just saying. Now, like you said, we'll be messing with you, though. Oh, and I see some more people in the chat. I said shout out to Chris Coda says, yo, Terry. Yo, Terry.
Oh, Chris Coda. That's my name.
And I'm shout out to Darlo. I see Darlo, Darlo in the chat room, too. What's up? What's up?
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat room.
He said, he said that it's the computer dude. That's what he just said in the chat.
Oh, I know. Oh, man.
Shout out to the computer, dude. I'm having problems with my computer, so I mean, computer dude, holler at me.
Hey, Chris, let me
know when your PayPal is open. Yeah, I don't know.
The world is about to end, so computer
for you. Shoot, I don't know. Everybody on this show, we all kind of agree that
I want
to
die with a good computer,
so we don't spend the money for everybody.
Yeah, Terry, you might as well buy me a Mac, man. You about to get the big check. Let's have taxes going for
everything.
Damn. Let me get a check without the tax getting taken off. Then we talk.
I'm
gonna ask my boss for a raise. I'm gonna ask my boss for a raise and be like, "Yo, can I get a raise in world ender?" Let's see if that work, because everything else don't work. Shit.
Oh, so Shy Baby's in my She just hit me up on my Facebook. Tell me, give her a shout out. What's up? What's up? You know, girl, I'm about to jump through on you. You didn't hear us give you that nice little intro at the beginning?
Yeah, we gave her that crazy, and she had like 3 minutes.
We talked about her for at least about three minutes.
Put her name in the promotion. Shit. Nah, she definitely gets it in. I mean, she can hit that enter and copy and paste button quicker than, I don't know. Let she go in. Shout out to all the promoters out there, dude. I be seeing, yo, every 5 minutes, like, I got like 100 notifications. Y'all be working hard. My mom probably be hitting me, yo. I don't even be seeing it because it's so many to read. But shout out to all that.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to be, man. Like, a lot of people... And I'm trying to, like, I love this because a lot of people I get my Facebook on Twitter and stuff, they'd be like, yeah, I do almost of my own, man. But to me, you know, they're like, no one did anything for me. I did it all my own. But I think it's kind of like, at the same time, it's kind of fake because, you know, there's people be hitting up people. The book about the people that wrote the blogs on you, the people that featured you and that stuff, you try to say, I mean, not saying that you owe them something, but don't sit there and say that they didn't help you. A lot of people be on some nonsense. Because at the end of the day, they helped you every step of the way.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Definitely. You just got to keep the love for them. That's it. You know what I mean? Just don't change. Some people change, you know. People that ain't even famous think they famous to be changing. You definitely got to show love to your promoters and all that. Cause they're working hard.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Now,
I mean, without my promoter, I wouldn't even be on the phone with you. So, shout out to Shy Baby on that one.
I don't know. I'm telling you, man. Like I said, you know, and it's funny because I remember asking her about this. You guys know, I figured I had an idea why she went by that name, but you know, but every time she get in the chat, she talks her head off. I don't even know what she be talking about. She ain't really be talking, but. She was talking her head off to me, so I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the same thing, but I don't know.
Every time she hit me up, she talked more than I do. I'm like, that's impossible. How did she do that?
She go in. No, definitely. I mean, she had a little shyness. You know, she got a little shyness to her. I think more talking, though. Maybe it's a vice versa name or something. It means something else, so I don't know.
Shout out. Now, okay, so I'm about to go to another quick song real quick and be back. You know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to play this song since you know, I'm going to go back to that little stripper moment we were having a discussion about earlier. All right, let's see. Well, what am I going to take it? No, okay, now we're going to slow it down. I'm taking it to a song. I'm not even going to name the song that's going to play it, and we'll be back on Life and Death Live with Taryn Lamont, Keith Sadiva, Young Drama, Vay Joy.
Yeah.
And be back, and we still got it. And then we'll be talking about dessert. Y'all know what the dessert is. The dessert is the last course of every, the last course. You guys had that last course, and it always finishes off everything. So we're going to need a dessert to the people that's new to the thing, the end, kind of our last thoughts. So we'll be back.
Everybody has been gone, making babies before 2013, don't blame me. Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, you know it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining, ain't complaining. Got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's not worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. I'ma hold my breath and say it better. Just when I go under. I ain't coming up and say it's raining. I give up when I go under.
You got fired today.
I like that one.
You got fired today.
I was texting a couple girls for that one. That took me in the mood. Oh, snap.
You was like, hey, it wasn't on, I mean, it was going to end on Friday. So you know, you can't, you know, that's another thing. I think that's hilarious. You know, you can use that light if a girl, you go a girl up to you and tell her, I don't do that on the first date. Well, girl, tomorrow the world is. So, I mean, you ain't got no more time to go. You might as well go now.
I guess.
But, hey, first, I got new money. Y'all go to the club on tomorrow, I mean, on Thursday, this Thursday, y'all can thank me. Y'all can use that line, but you got to say it with swag. You can't just go tell me. Some of y'all just be, y'all tell pickup lines like Laffy Taffy jokes. Y'all don't even say it with no flair, man. You got to come with it.
Definitely. Or be yourself, either or.
All right, we're going to start from the vein. Let us know everything that's going on. No, let us know some of the current projects you got coming up that we definitely got to support, because, like you said, you're doing a lot. You know, you're promoting. And, of course, I saw she won the first submissions into the football contest. I think you're playing. Y'all better submit. Because y'all going to miss out on that money and them prizes. So, it's a Cowboys fan.
Yes, Cowboys all the way.
So I'm going to let us know some of your upcoming projects you got, if you got definitely share, because 2013 is a month since, and I know you got the stuff that's cooking in the kitchen.
For me, I had the Nutcracker. We are having our first annual Black Nutcracker with my dance school, and it's this Saturday in Trenton, New Jersey, at Villa Victoria, and it's going to be at 6 o'clock. The tickets are $25 if you want to come see an all-black cast for the first annual Nutcracker in Trenton, New Jersey. And I'm going to be working on a couple of pictures throughout 2013 so I can put out my first calendar for 2014. And,
oh,
cool. Yeah. Something very big for me that I always wanted to do. So I'm going to have a bunch of different scenes for each month on my calendar, and I'm trying to get together a couple of the alumni from my old high school marching band. I'm trying to have an alumni affair for a bunch of different people to come out and watch the marching band, and of course, we're trying to invite another marching band from the New Jersey area, and it's basically going to be like a performing arts show, and we're selling tickets. We're going to be cooking food, and basically, like, people can buy plates, and the money is going to go towards the marching band because the funds are low, and the school doesn't want to give out money to the marching band anymore, so basically we have to do everything on our own. So that's my gift to them for 2013.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That's crazy, man. Like, I'm sorry, people said they want to say it was a waste of money or whatever. But the music program, what's the music program in the school? You know, you're taking away another key thing, man, for people, man. Like,
yes, to keep the kids off the streets. And then they wonder why they're picking up guns. They ain't got nothing in school for them to do.
Yeah, after school, I mean, you start taking away all these talking about, well, that's a waste of school money. No, that's that, man. Like, I gotta say, I was in the marching band. Shout out to that. So I'm all about the band. The band definitely needs the money, because man, tuba, y'all about to take that to my tuba days, man. Come to the marching. let me sit down. I got up and started marching around the goddamn room. Let me sit down somewhere. But man, I gotta just definitely say, yeah, shout out to that. The music programs, don't do them. You take it away, a key part of the thing that's keeping people positive, man. So, you know, we definitely behind what you got going on, and just continue doing it up. Because like I said, I've been watching you for a while, and
you go, whenever you do something, you go hard at it. So that is going to definitely show you some love on that.
Thank you.
We got to go to drama. Drama.
Yo, I'm going to keep behind it, too. I was in a drum line, so yeah.
Uh-oh.
I was the toughest kid in drum line, too. I only did a year, though. I got kicked out. But, you know, I have fun. I definitely have fun doing it, though.
Yeah,
I couldn't march,
kicked
though.
Out.
I was two-stepping.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I tried. I just wanted to learn to read. Because I was always in the beat. So I figured the best way was just, you know, beat on some drums. So I got good. I actually was good. So shout out to the
cold
line.
So, man, let's up and let us know what you got coming up, man, and whatnot that we definitely got to be on the lookout for.
Definitely. I got, hopefully I'm doing this New Year's at Webster Hall. So, be on the lookout for that. I just did a show. I know y'all heard the Webster Hall. But I just did a show at the Recoup Lounge.
I hear about everything that's going on in Webster, and I'm down here in Texas right now. So, that lets you know how popping Webster Hall is.
I mean, it's definitely I'm definitely looking forward to that, you know. Hopefully, you know, that goes through. If not, I got a couple shows lined up in January, a couple in the V Lounge. And I might do another Recoup Lounge. When I do these shows, I get invited back. So, you know, I got a lot lined up. Got a mixtape dropping. Hopefully, it drops before the world ends. So, music's my motivation is dropping soon. That's hosted by my man Tuggy. Shout out to Tuggy. He's in Ohio. That's my partner right there. So he's hosting the mixtape. And I got an album about to drop, hopefully, in February. That's take note. That's if we make it to February.
We're going to make it to February. That's what they got to say. We're going to catch the album. Forget they got to say we're going to be on February.
And definitely the album is just going to be, you know, basically like more mainstream and, you know, more for, I want something the radio can hear, basically, so, and it's going to be, you know, basically done professionally, so I'm looking forward to that, to being in a nice studio. I'm trying to get in Sony, all right, so we'll see if they give me that call back, because Sony, I've been trying to get in Sony.
Gotta put on blast, guys.
On blast.
But yeah, go to go ahead and let everyone know as far as how they can catch you or whatnot.
They can catch me on Twitter at Keisha Lorena, or you can catch me on Facebook. My name is Capri London Fox Johnson, and basically those are my only two ways you can kind of catch me, or you can email me at NeveahJoy97@gmail.com.
Damn. All right, dramas.
Get them. I mean, basically, you can just follow me on the Twitter, at YoungDramaBoy1, or you can hit my SoundCloud. Or honestly, I'm going to keep it real. Just Google me. Like, Young Face Drama, and all my stuff pop up, my YouTubers. And so just basically one word, Google me. And if anyone want to email me, you know, some collabs or anything, if you're listening or you got some good beats, you know, drummertime89@gmail.com. And that's basically it, you know. I got the Reverb, the SoundCloud. I even got the Dust, you know, the Dust Spot. Shout out to Dust Spot, because I like that, because, you know, that's like the only shit that play on my phone. Like, SoundCloud been fucking up, Reverb, y'all should be playing. So shout out to the servers. Y'all holding it down.
Hey, we try to do our little side. Nice to be.
I see ya. I'm going to tag y'all on the Facebook status. That's how much love I got.
All right. I got to get to my co-hostess with the mostest. All right, what you got going down this week, Erin?
Pretty much y'all know y'all gonna see me at a few more parties in January. In the D, of course, I got that lined up with a couple of hosts and little opportunities I got. Also, if y'all didn't see that feature that I just got at Mixie Mag, y'all check that out on my Facebook and on my Twitter and on MixieMag.com. And I have another feature coming up in Mixed Flavor Magazine. Other than that, y'all know where y'all can catch me. Taryn Lamont on Twitter, Taryn Lamont on Facebook, and that's that.
Instagram?
I don't know. This Instagram get crazy. They own us, so we y'all might be on a billboard and not even know it. And y'all ain't got no money. But shout out to Robin Hood. They robbed our ass. Oh no. But I'm still on that uploading pictures, so I don't know.
When they got a picture of you, you drunk as hell. It's like, what the hell? Why is that picture?
That'd be crazy. It'll be on the next don't drink and drive commercial and shit. Don't drink and drive. This is before you got drunk. And I'm going to be in that shit like this, and my daughter going to be like, Daddy, he's drinking again. we can't have that.
Keith, go ahead. What you got going on, Keith?
Next thing I'm holding a Pepsi can. So, you see what
happens. Oh, wow. This week, I will actually be in front of the lenses this week. I have a party next week. Then I'm ready to turn up and, you know, do my thing. January, I have an interview. You know, I give it to you, Blood Raw, all about me, not just with modeling, with the struggle. So you guys be on the lookout for that. And other than that, you know, I'll be commuting from my hometown to Atlanta and to other places and just really doing my thing. So you guys be on the lookout, and you can find me on Facebook at Keith the Diva, and my Twitter is I am Keith the Diva. It's underscore somewhere in there. But you can always find me on Facebook. It's there.
All right, now, as far as, see, I'm going to be quick, and there's a lot. I got so much else, but... I'm going to go backwards on it. Man, if you don't know about it already, make sure you are in. Definitely keep that because, like, the people that I was playing, if you weren't on the site by November 30th, you're missing out. You won't be able to enter this contest, but we will have some more coming up soon and whatnot. Because so far, I like how people, the reaction that people have gotten from it. But for anybody that's on the dust, that was on the dust spot by November 30th. Remember that you can actually be a part of the two contests we got going on. That's the football model and photographer contest. And it does not mean just have to be, because some people are like, it's the only NFL, though. It's football. So think of it however. Utilize your imagination however you want. You know, referee, or I want y'all thinking of yourself. They don't get too many examples. But just think, wherever you think, you think football, and you want to utilize modeling in both of those realms, play it the way you think of it. So there you go, photographers, and then photographers on the site by that time, trying to get it. And artists, don't forget about the new Life After Dust theme song contest. So if you know, and it's a 60 second. Don't make it longer than 50 seconds. Don't make it longer than 50 seconds. So, you know, that's another one up for grabs for the artist. You know, there's a chance for you to be able to have something that every show me. And then if you're a thing, not only will you win the prizes for the theme song, but you also have your theme song played on every show. So, I mean, people get to hear your voice every day. You ain't even got to be on the show. That's what's so big about it. So, check it out. And you find out more information on that at dustspot.com. And then also, if you're going to be an All-Star Weekend here in Texas, let me know. Because I'm playing stuff ahead of time. So everybody hit me up. If you're going to be here, we're going to link up. We're going to have a huge meet and greet. A lot of the ladies from IamSoDivine.com will be in the building. So we'll be chilling with them. A lot of artists from Dustspot as well. We're going to be there. So if you're going to be at All-Star Weekend in Houston, let us know. We're going to definitely do it up big. And one more thing. I have a member appreciation party I'm going to do in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for MLK weekend. And if y'all was at my MLK party last year and the year before that, y'all know it gets bananas. I'm gonna let y'all know ahead of time. There's gonna be the third annual I Had a Dream Bash, and really everybody loves it because it's a lingerie
party, and yeah, it always goes down. So there you go. You're not gonna keep your eyes on my Facebook because I will tell you more about it on there. But we rolled on out, and if you miss any parts of the show, check it out at blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ. Look, if you want to see today's episode and listen as much as you want to, go to the one that says When Two Worlds Meet, Mile Nevaeh Joy, and Artist Young Drama. You can listen to it over and over and over again. And if you don't listen on there, you can go to iTunes, search for on iTunes, just type in Life at Dust Live, and just like that, you'll find the show. We rolling on out. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a terrorist, or where there's a
hey.
G, or where there's a drama, or where there's a Nevaeh, or
hey.
Where there is a you, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life That Does Live with the craziest people on the net. We rolling on out. Deuces.
We out.
Later.